This is the local VK5 news segment. And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. It's Cole, VK58CF, with your weekly dose of the update from the Southeast Radio Group. By the time you're hearing this, we will be on the third and final day of the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb event. A lot of work has gone into setting up for this year, and we are hoping that it will be the best ever. With the historic cars running on Friday and the main event kicking off on Saturday, today will be the day when this year's legend is crowned. With a couple of previous fast runners not appearing on the program and some well-reputed drivers making their first appearance, it could be very interesting. Watch this space. Our new rig expert antenna analyzer has already proved its worth, with a couple of members discovering that their antennas were not resonant where they were supposed to be. Although a very pricey bit of gear, the AA1400 covers almost all bands of interest to us and will, no doubt, prove to be a good investment. I'll keep it short this week, and I pass on the best wishes of our members to all. As usual, I also say 7-3 from Surge.
And now from Wison, SA.
Good morning, my name is David, with the call sign VK5 at Lima Sierra Bravo. And this morning I'm writing with some notes and updates from Wison South Australia on behalf of the Wison South Australia Committee. Coming up on Sunday the 19th of November, we are having a social get-together with a free barbecue, along with the Scouts Electronic Group, up at their communications hut at Woodhouse. Now, it's a free barbecue. You need to bring your own soft drink or other drinks of stronger nature if you require them. And also, if you want a comfy chair, please bring that along. There are chairs up there, but if you want a comfy one, please bring your own chair. So if you're going to come along, you need to RSVP so we can cater for you, but there's nothing worse than you turn up and there's no food for you. So if you could please email events@sa.wison.org.au. I say again, events@sa.wison.org.au to RSVP your attendance for the Sunday, the 19th of November, up at the Scouts Communication Hut up at Woodhouse. We're also in the planning stages for the Classic Adelaide Rally that is being held over the 7th to the 9th of December. So if you're interested in volunteering for this event, please notify via email events@sa.wison.org.au as we need to confirm available volunteer numbers prior to the event. Worried about equipment on the day? No need to, as Wison can assist you with this during the event. Volunteers at the event will also receive free tickets to the weekend's activities within the Classic Adelaide Rally. Also, a monthly newsletter is published by myself on behalf of the committee, and if you want to be added to the mailing list, please email the secretary, and the email address is secretary@sa.wison.org.au. For more details, refer to the webpage via Google, which is Wison South Australia. And I say again, if you want to receive the newsletter, please email secretary@sa.wison.org.au. Wison South Australia is also on Facebook, so check us out and like us, and we'd love to have you join our group, and we look forward to having you on board. So looking forward to seeing you at our barbecue on Sunday the 19th November at Woodhouse from 11 a.m. for lunch. And don't forget to RSVP your attendance. This has been David, VK5 LSB, on behalf of the Wison South Australian Committee. 73 all.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. By the time this segment goes to air, many of you will be at the Goodwood Community Centre, Rosa Street, Goodwood, for the buy and sell. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 24th of November. The next social morning at the Shack will be on the 10th of February 2018. Christmas lunch will be at the Blair Hotel on the 3rd of December, and Trevor, VK5NIX, is taking the bookings. 0417 838 740. This is a lunch and the starting time is 12 noon for 12:30 start. We only have space for 60 people, so if you would like to add your name to the list, phone Trevor and see if there's still places available. The AR's picnic at Lions Park will be on Saturday the 21st of January. As we're having most of the food catered for, we need to know how many people are attending. You will need to supply your own drinks and bring a dessert or a salad to share. You can book with Trevor, VK5NIX, at the November meeting or by emailing him at tmolde@internode.on.net. Please indicate how many people are coming with you. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. Meetings start at 7:30 p.m. The 16th of November General Meeting will have two presentations. The first will be by Joseph, VK5LDR, about Hamming Blind. The second will be an international guest from Japan, MAS, JA7FAS, who also has the VK call sign, VK5FAS. He is a long-time friend of Nifty VK5XD. At this meeting, we're having a bigger supper than usual because AHARS goes into recess for most of December and January. The AHARS shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hundred Jacks. Social gatherings at the shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. My plan for the 25th of November shack morning have come unstuck, so I've decided to have a show and tell where you, the members, do all the work. Bring along projects you've completed this year or recently. Bring along a new toy you've discovered. Bring along something you do not know how to drive and need the collective wisdom of the group. The AGM will be held at the general meeting on the 15th of February, and if you would like to nominate for a position on the committee, nomination forms will be available at the November meeting and from the website soon. To keep up to date with what's happening at AHARS, visit the website and look at the latest news and upcoming events pages. The URL is http://www.ahars.com.au. I wonder how many of you who attended the buy and sell this Sunday visited the North East Radio Club website and listened to the local broadcast from the MP3 file there. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au, or you can send me a text message on 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's issue of the North East Radio Club News. Well, Friday night's general meeting was very good. We were all guests of the Barossa Amateur Radio Club. Quite a number of the North East Radio Club members carpooled and drove up to Nuriutpa, where we found the Barossa Amateur Radio Club in the headquarters of Kodo Technologies. There was no time to waste. As soon as we got there, the barbecue was up and running, so we all sat down and enjoyed a wonderful meal with our guests and had a good chat and everything before the formalities started. The gentleman up there explained to us Kodo Technologies beam internet facilities and how they install the wireless internet and so forth around the Barossa Valley area, and lots of interesting equipment around us, great big dishes and all the associated equipment for their wireless internet system. Then they had a raffle draw, and it seemed to be everybody there won a prize, so you know, it was very good. So like to thank the gentleman at the Barossa Amateur Radio Club. Thank you for a very enjoyable night and very informative to see how a internet system is set up over a wireless network. And good luck with your enterprise in the future. Thanks once again from all members of the North East Radio Club. And I've heard that there's been some work done up at VK5VF up in Mount Lofty with the beacons. Apparently the 6-metre beacon has had a new antenna installed, and that the 70-centimetre beacon has been replaced, and also there's been installed a 23-centimetre beacon. So see if you can hear them, and this will help some stations further out to know what the propagation's like on those various band. So thanks very much to the people responsible for all that work. It's very good to see people dedicated to keeping those systems up and running. And we've still got squid bowls for sale if you're interested, 7-metre ones and 9-metre ones. So get in touch with Charlie, VK5KDK, on 8362 1093 or send him an email at vk5kdk@wia.org.au and order yourself a squid pole or two. Well, that's all for this week. 73 is a good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a brief note from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The next general meeting is on Wednesday, the 6th of December. And the next tech night is on Wednesday, the 15th of November, and will be at Ridley Grove, Elizabeth, and will be an evening of testing antennas from 6:30 p.m. Ahar's buy and sell is on today at Goodwood. Hope to see you there. Bruce VK5VAB is with Paul VK5PH conducting an F-call training and licensing session with also license upgrades during this weekend. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. We look forward to seeing you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.